everything that rocks.
Dancing like crazy here in the studio, having a good time.
See,
man.
I'm telling you, it's a catchy tune, man.
Well, it's an easy one to like dance to. Like, because all you got to do is, like, shoulders and arms. You know what I mean?
You don't have to do much.
No.
You know how many miles in Vegas we walked to that song? I'm telling you, that song got us from A to B quickly during that time.
Like, that's that one where you can, like, I don't know if I can describe this properly, but if you can imagine, this is how I'm dancing. I just put my fists, like, at chest height, and then I just like, kind of do the chicken wing. You know?
Okay. Yep. You kind of bouncing up and down.
Yeah. You kind of like your flapping wings. It's kind of like a mariachi.
I'm telling you.
Chicken
it's
dance.
Good tune. You know, we'd leave a casino and we're like, hey, we're going to the Golden Nugget. How far away is it? Oh, man, it's like 3.5 miles. And you're there.
Good walking song. Good walking song.
It really is.
Anyway, what a stupid way to start this first break. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, let's keep things going. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Just the title alone, the headline alone. A 21-year-old woman named Kendall Mabry walked out of a Circle K bathroom near Orlando last Thursday with no pants or underwear on. Straight up Donald ducking it, all right?
Okay, all right. And, not a duck, though, huh?
No, not a duck. Not a duck that would not need pants because, you know, the pants would get wet. You just gave me that revelation not too long ago, which makes sense. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, there was a cop there when it happened. She'd been drinking, kept slurring her words, and smelled like pot. And when the cop asked why she was in the store without pants on, she claimed that another police officer told her it was totally fine.
It's fine.
Hey, the other guy out there said I could do it. It's fine. It's
totally fine.
Her pants were out in her car, so she actually walked into the store naked from the waist down. A cashier called the cops when they saw her walk in, so that's why they were there when she came out of the bathroom. She is facing disorderly intoxication, which obviously makes sense.
Not that it matters at all.
Nope.
Not a supermodel, though, was she?
Actually, kind of cute. I'm looking at her mugshot right now, and you know, I've definitely seen worse. I've definitely seen a lot worse, yeah.
Typically, Brock, it's not the cutest ones that get naked and walk around.
Now, to be fair, it's just a mugshot, so I don't know what's going on below the shoulders. It could be just a mess down there, you know what I mean? But up's like, okay, maybe it's not too bad. Maybe the no pants thing is working. But look, I think it's safe to say that no cop told her it was okay to be pantsless, okay? She was under the influence, so maybe someone there in just like a blue shirt who she thought was a cop, like, oh, that's a blue shirt. That's got to be a cop. Is it okay if I come in here without pants on? He's like, yeah, that's fine.
The only way somebody said that was sarcastically, like, haha, yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, sure, go ahead. I mean,
you know?
Oh, didn't you know it's No Pants Tuesday? Come on now, lady, you're fine.
It's Donald Duck Day.
Get in there. You get in there with no pants on. Anyway, so she beaved an entire store, but I got arrested for
beaved.
It.
Beaved. Yeah. So she's going to be on a list, too, which is kind of...
Probably.
That's not a good thing.
Probably, but...
So this is in Florida, right?
Of course. To be fair, it is hot down there. You know, sometimes you got to let things air out downstairs in Florida, all right?
She really let it air out, you know?
Yeah. Got a swooch going. That's what it is. we'll save that for dumb vocabulary. All right, that is your WTF of the day. We'll be back.
More of the Plan B.